So that's it then?
You'll receive a letter within 20 days. You do have a right to appeal to the Superior Court if you'd like. I think the letter says that, correct, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number 721-230. Was I making that up, that I thought the appellant was here?
That was one that just was heard. The one we just heard was 3-3.
That was 250.
I thought I said 21-230.
230.
And I thought there was an appellant.
Yeah, that's the one in the back.
Did you come in late?
I got in at 10:13.
Ah, you missed the oath. Could you please stand and raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
I do.
The record will note the appellant came in late but has been administered the oath. Counsel, can you please identify yourself for the record as well as your witness, please?
Yes, my name is Matthew Reed. I'm an attorney for the Connecticut Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, and I'm here representing the commissioner who is the issuing authority in this matter. I have with me Officer Stratton, S-T-R-A-T-T-O-N, of the Shelton Police Department.
Thank you, Attorney Reed. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure, I'll make a brief statement. The pistol permit of the appellant was revoked after a July 11, 2020 incident in which his firearm was stolen from his vehicle. The evidence indicates that the firearm was not properly secured inside the vehicle in accordance with Connecticut's safe weapon storage law. He did properly report the theft to the local police department. He was ultimately charged with reckless endangerment in the second degree. I do not believe there is a conviction on that case, but nonetheless, we will highlight the conduct that led to the revocation of the permit. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir, you're entitled to make a brief opening statement, mm-hmm. if you would like.
Yeah, I would like to.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity to, appeal my revocation. At that time, I was actually, according to the report, when I was bringing my food into my home, at that time, I believe when I reported this, it was about, I think, the date was 7-12 or 7-13, and there was a lot going on at that time. So we were about 3 to 4 weeks out of a hard lockdown that I believe most of us today have never experienced. Also, on the 17th of July, my fiance at that time had given birth to my daughter. So in that 4-day span, I had a lot of things going on in my mind. So I had went to Olive Garden that night, and I didn't want to bring my firearm into the restaurant. I frequent the one in Orange, so I was familiar with the area. I felt safe. So I removed my firearm. And at this time, I don't even think we can dine in. So I had to go in and just pick up my order. And I guess when I went upstairs, I completely forgot to take my firearm in the house with me. And my fiance was gonna give birth pretty much any moment, and she gave birth 4 days later. So I'm just asking for some leniency to understand what I was going through at that time. It was an error that I believe anyone could have made. I was living in an apartment complex, so I didn't have a private driveway or anything like that to purposely leave my car open. And I was, in the morning I had woken up and I went to my safe and my gun wasn't there. I had a 6-year-old at that time. So prior to me having my permit, I always practiced gun safety. I had my permit for 7 years prior to it being revoked, and I always kept my gun very safe. So when I went downstairs in the morning, I just noticed it wasn't in my car, so I just went straight to the police department. I looked up all of the laws and how to go about this because it never happened to me. So that's when I went straight to the police department, told them exactly what happened. I didn't even have a second to even look anywhere else. I just know if it's not in my safe, it had to be left in my car. And I'm sure there's reports on file at that time because multiple cars have been broken into in my parking lot on that that morning. And I was one of the people that was affected by it. And I was mortified, especially when I had my permit revoked. I had to hand in my firearm with my child with me at that time. And then I had a baby on the way, and that kind of overshadowed my joy there. So I think there's a saying by Alexander Pope. It's to err is human, and to err is human, and to forgive is divine. So I'm just asking for some leniency to understand what I was going through, and hopefully overturn the revocation.
Thank you, sir. Attorney Reed, you may proceed.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to call my first witness, or my only witness, Officer Stratton. Officer Stratton, you've been sworn, and you understand that this testimony is under oath today?
Correct.
Can you tell us where you currently work and what your assignment is?
I currently work at the Shelton Police Department as an officer, as the Chief of Staff for the Chief of Police.
Okay. And on or about July 11th, 2020, do you recall what your assignment, first of all, were you employed by the police department in July of 2020?
I was.
Okay, and can you tell us what your position was on or about July 11th, 2020?
I think actually that day I got ordered in, even though I'm in an administrative position due to the short staff of people. So I was assigned to a certain area, and I was contacted by dispatch that the appellant had come to the PD and had advised that his firearm was stolen. Basically everything he just said was everything he reported to me that day, that he had left the day previously, went to do a couple errands, had put his firearm in the center console of his vehicle. When he returned home, he went upstairs to his apartment and didn't realize he didn't have his firearm on him. The next morning, he got up and then realized, oh, I don't have my firearm, went out to his vehicle, and he realized that his vehicle was unlocked, looked in the center console, and his firearm was missing. At that point, once I did my report, I turned it over to the Detective Bureau, who at that point did a warrant for reckless endangerment, which was served, and I guess at this point, from what I learned from trying to look at the report, that it has since been dismissed.
Okay. So let's go back to what he reported to you. So you met with the appellant at the police station?
Correct.
So he came to the police station to specifically report that it was his belief that his weapon had been stolen.
Correct. We actually met outside the police department where he parked his motor vehicle.
And so did you have an opportunity to look at or otherwise examine the vehicle from which the weapon was allegedly stolen?
He had his vehicle. I looked in and he pointed to where the center console was. I didn't go in there and physically inspect the console where it was to see if there's anything else in there.
Did there appear to be any other damage on the car that would indicate that the car was forcibly entered?
No, there was no, I asked him if there was any broken windows or anything like that. I believe I asked him one of my recollections if anything else was taken from the motor vehicle, to which he stated there was not.
And the center console, was there any report by the appellant that that console had been locked, or did you see, the first question is, was there any report that it had been locked inside that center console?
No. It was not.
And when you examined the vehicle, did the center console have any type of locking mechanism on it?
I didn't physically look inside the vehicle at the center console to see if there was a lock on there.
Okay. And do you know if the weapon was loaded at the time of its theft?
I believe it was. You say that it was loaded.
And do you recall what kind of weapon in question here?
I do not.
A handgun?
Handgun.
Okay. Thank you. In the time since this event occurred back in 2020, have you had any other contacts with the appellant?
I have not.
And to your knowledge, is there any, other than the conduct that led to this theft of the firearm, are you aware of any other behaviors by the appellant that would go to his suitability to have a permit?
I haven't heard anything negative for his suitability to this point.
Thank you very much. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Sir, do you have any questions for the witness based on what he just testified to?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Does the board have any questions? Attorney Sinetti.
Was the pistol ever recovered?
It was not. To my knowledge, it was not.
Thank you.
Other questions?
I guess just
to clear it up, how long did he lose control of the gun?
So I believe he said the previous day he was out doing errands. It could be the afternoon, evening time, and it very well could be him going to the restaurant to pick up his food. And I think it was about 11 o'clock the next morning or mid-morning to when he noticed it and came directly to the PD.
A little over 12 hours?
Roughly.
Other questions? Attorney Reed, do you have any other witnesses?
I have no other witnesses. Thank you.
So you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
Okay, just in closing, I had to go through the accelerated program, which was like a probation. And, you know, I just wanted to say that I'm sorry to my community, but I'm not a person who endanger my community. I'm a father of three girls. I have a great career. I haven't gotten into a wink of trouble, hence why I had my permit for up to 7 years. I've never had any arrests, even during my accelerated program, which was nearly 3 years ago. I had no trouble with that. I just went to court last week for that on the 3rd, passed with flying colors, in no trouble now. And I just believe it was just a mistake that I would never, ever, ever want to make again. But as soon as I noticed it, I left my house. I went in the home to go to sleep, came out, and reported it right away. As soon as I noticed it, I didn't wait or I didn't wait any time at all. I just did everything within the guidelines of the law, and I'm just hoping that I can have my privilege back.
Thank you, sir. Attorney Lee,
Cross? Just a brief question. You mentioned in your, I think it was during your opening statement, that you had to surrender other weapons, you had your child present. Can you, the weapon that was allegedly stolen from the car, or was stolen from the car, was a Ruger 9mm. Do you have, or did you have at the time, other weapons?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was just any ammunition or anything I had. I only had one pistol.
Okay.
That was my Ruger SRC-9, I believe it was. And that was the one that was stolen. That's the one I had my whole permit for 6 to 7 years. So any ammunition or anything, I did have to turn.
That's what you had to turn.
Yeah, the gun was gone. Yeah, I just had okay. I had some bullets upstairs and an extra clip.
So there's not a weapon in custody of the police department that
God,
you're going
no,
to get back
no,
or anything?
Mm-mm. Okay. No, that was the only weapon I had.
Okay. That's the only question I had. Thank you.
Does the board have questions? Chief?
What happened on May 3rd in court?
Everything was good. I went into for the accelerated program. I guess I just had to show up to show completion of the program, and that was it.
So what is the status?
Oh, it's complete. Yeah, I completed it. And
well, thus it would be, is it complete and dismissed?
Yes.
Or are you still on some type of probation?
No probate. That was the only thing that I had go there
you
for.
Have any other court dates?
Nope, that was it. And she basically told me I didn't really need to wait around. They were just like, oh, you're good. They signed everything. They were like, we don't have any arrest. There was nothing from the probation. I guess who was looking over the case. So it was closed. I have no other trouble. I have no record at all.
And for the issuing authority, do you know if that's accurate?
Sometimes I was unable to find any other record of a criminal conviction or any other criminal
right.
contact.
What we have attached here is the judicial branch. Showing the May 3rd court date, but nothing
correct.
After that. So if we look now, it would probably...
It's not even there. There's nothing there
there's
at all.
Nothing and what did you learn from this experience? How will you be different?
Well, for one, with my car, in 2021, June 6th, I purchased a Tesla that has specific safety features. So my phone is my key. If I walk 5 to 10 feet away from my car, it locks automatically. But I would never leave my pistol in my car ever again for any circumstance. I would either keep it on me, and then if I choose to go somewhere where I don't need to bring it, then I would just leave it at home in my safe. And my glove compartment now has a pin where you have to enter the pin to unlock it. There's no key or anything. So unless you pry the dashboard, that's the only way. But other than that, just understanding what I did, how I can affect my community. And again, I never want to affect my community. I don't want to endanger anyone in my community. I'm a father of three small girls, so I know I don't want anyone to make those same mistakes that I made. And I'm 3 years older now, 3 years more mature, and I'm hoping that I could just move forward and be forgiven for just that one critical mistake that I've made.
How would you store the gun in your home? The girls live with you?
The girls live with me, yes. So I would have to immediately, upon appeal being approved, I would have to purchase another safe. Absolutely. And my girls are small, so.
In your opening statement, you mentioned you had a lot of things going on, COVID was going on, mm-hmm. Those are excuses, but do you understand that yeah. it doesn't matter?
Correct, yes.
Gun, you have to have custody control of your gun and knowledge of where it is, and it has to be safe at all times.
Yes, I am accountable of that. I am accountable for that. And that was a mistake that I made, but yes, I would definitely practice security. Absolutely.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Other questions by the board attorney, Sinetti?
I'm sorry to keep plaguing the witnesses with questions, but this is important, obviously. First of all, I think you're to be commended for reporting this as quickly as you did. And the whole point behind the law is that if someone has their home broken into and the safe is broken into or whatever, the gun is stolen, you didn't do anything wrong, okay? You report the gun stolen, great. That you met your obligations as a citizen and a gun owner under the law. Here, though, you've got a gun that's loaded, and it's in a completely unsecured place. The car's not locked, the lockbox, the console isn't locked, and the car's in a public place at night in a crowded area. So there's a couple of things wrong with the scenario here.
Yes.
And I have to confess, I'm one of the people that helped design that Ruger 9 SR9C.
Yes.
And I hate to see these things getting out into the world of people that shouldn't have it. You obviously are a responsible firearms owner, but I think you can understand the seriousness of the situation.
Yes, absolutely.
And do you know that besides illegal sales of guns to people mm-hmm. who shouldn't have them, one of the other principal ways that criminals get guns is by theft or burglaries?
Correct.
So this is not something that we can just look at lightly. It's a pretty serious violation, and it's a way that can endanger the community. And one of the reasons that the responsibility this board has is to help protect the public from the misuse of firearms. I just want you to understand all that before we go.
Yes, I do understand that. And as I said before, when I was going upstairs, I didn't even return back to the car. So mm-hmm. I'm just bringing up a bunch of things, and I honestly didn't realize it. But this is something that has never happened to me before. So when I showed up to the police department, I was absolutely mortified. I was scared. I could barely even talk because it was something that I've never done before. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, are they going to arrest me? Are they going to think that I illegally sold this gun to someone? So there were so many things going through my mind, but I said, you know what? Whatever I have to go through, if I lose my career or whatever the case may be by being arrested for this, I had to hold myself accountable. But that was a very, very scary day for me. And it's been a long, almost 3 years. But again, board, I am not a person who recklessly endangers my community, and I'm honestly not a criminal.
Yeah.
And I do apologize for that. And I know I believe we're one of 11 states that have this law, and I understand the importance of it. I looked that up day one when I had to go to the police department.
It's very commendable that you recognize all that, and we appreciate that. Bottom line is there's a gun out there that shouldn't be. Thank you.
Other questions? So I'm just trying to figure out your arrest date versus your AR, accelerated rehabilitation dismissal date. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming there were some COVID delays in there.
Yes. So I actually, it was pushed back originally. I think I was supposed to go to court, I think in August, and it had gotten pushed back to November.
Okay.
Then December,
Yep. Then
all the way till May.
Gotcha.
So I basically almost had to wait a whole year just to enter into the accelerated program because everything was virtual at that time.
Yep.
And then once they started it, they mailed it and everything to me, signed from Derby. And then I had court on the 3rd, mm-hmm. and then everything was dismissed thereafter.
So you had a 2-year?
It was 2 years,
okay.
Yeah.
That's the max.
No trouble whatsoever.
No trouble. They wouldn't have dismissed you otherwise. Were there any other conditions to your AR?
No.
Did you have to take a gun safety class?
No, that was it. They just said no arrest of any kind, no trouble whatsoever, yeah. And I of course, walked the chalk line.
Okay. No other questions by the board? Seeing none, sir, do you have any other witnesses?
Unfortunately, I don't. It was just me.
That's okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
No, I'm all set. Yeah, everything I said was just honest.
Counsel, would you like to make a closing statement?
Just briefly. Well, it's clear from the information that has been gleaned today from the testimony of the appellant and the questions from the board that the board is most likely inclined to reissue this permit. I will just simply say that at the time of the revocation, which was 3 years ago, that the conduct of the appellant, and I think admittedly so, was inappropriate and not consistent with the suitability requirements, and that the weapon was left unsecured in a vehicle. And there was a period of time where it was out of control of the appellant. However, there does not appear to be any continuing course of conduct that brings into question the suitability of the appellant. But the issuing authority just wants to make it clear that at the time of the revocation, the issuing authority feels that the revocation was proper and properly justified as a result of the appellant's conduct at that time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, counsel. Comments by the board?
If the appellant was to reapply it now in your town, would you issue?
Revocation.
Correct. This was a revocation, and the state wouldn't object to a reinstatement of the permit.
Thank you.
That's the same question I had from what you just said. It seems like I agree, unsuitable at the time. Mm-hmm. Time has passed, testimony, what happened in court, and you agree, if correct me if I'm wrong, that you don't seem as unsuitable at this point.
I agree with those statements.
Thank you.
Other comments? I just want to say quickly, it's really rare for me to vote this way, but I think Attorney Reed's really incredibly perceptive. This was only 3 years ago, and as Attorney Sinetti alluded, there's a very dangerous weapon out there, so that's very scary for everybody, I'm sure, in this room. But it's just also really rare to see somebody take such accountability and be so contrite about it, so I might actually sway from my normal course of voting on a stolen weapon. That being said, Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Reluctantly issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
With the appellant.
Chair votes appellant. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank